Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. Earners, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question. Where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors. And it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, their real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, that's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
Me and Troy were at a summit a few weeks ago in the Hamptons, and we learned something that was very insightful. So they were saying that Netflix, right? Netflix has an online manifesto that everybody should read, and it like outlines their company structure. And they were saying that they pay the most out of any streaming company. They pay their employees the most. And reason being, it was like, the theory is that one good employee is actually worth two people. So I'd rather pay you more than what other people will pay you because I'm actually saving money.
Right.
And if you are, if you're an employer, you know how dangerous one bad employee can be and how valuable one good, like they say, a few good men, one good employee can really change the direction of your whole entire company. So. That's extremely important to always look at employees as an investment.
Right.
Sometimes it's like, and especially when you start, it can be kind of scary. It's like, I don't even have enough money to, you know, really fund the business properly. Like, how am I going to pay somebody? But sometimes you have to take the leap of faith because, yeah, that one employee, if you're paying them $50,000 or whatever, they could potentially bring in $350,000 for you. Right. Yeah. So, but I wanted to ask you a question in regards to what you had mentioned, the hospitality company. So, what's your portfolio? How many restaurants do you currently have right now?
So currently, I have Morrow's. I have Monday. I have Sun Chung in the French Quarter. I have Morrow's Steak that's opening up in like 2 months, downtown New Orleans, and I have a spot called Spicy Mango that's opening up in on Frenchman Street.
And Treehouse is a club?
Yes, a club. So five restaurants, one club.
Five restaurants, one club.
Yeah.
So very impressive, by the way.
Congrats.
thank you.
Because they're all different type of restaurants, right?
All different type. Talk and that's about, the hardest thing to do.
Talk about that.
Well, so I'm creating different concepts, and like, you know, of course, that's the formula to disaster, essentially, because now you're trying to recreate a whole new situation. Like, we're using the same blueprint for everything we're doing, same system, same everything, right? But, you know, me creating different concepts is like, I got to hire new chefs. I got to find new people to come help create this vision. So that's tough, and, you know, that's just the route I'm going right now. But my ultimate goal, like, you know, right now we're working on Morrow's Houston for 2024, and it'll be easier to go create a new Morrow's versus create these new concepts because I got staff I can move to Houston and, you know, run it, you know, and who know the system versus, you know, going to create a new concept, new menu, new chefs and everything. But I'm learning that, you know what? Like, we were just talking about, like, retention and just paying people more. You know, like, you got to pay for good help, and that's what I've been doing. So we're not trying to get, you know, at one point, like, you know, I was a little cheaper and was like, yo, I can't afford to pay that. But now I want to pay that. Yeah. I want to pay for good help. I want to pay for good people because that's the only way I'm going to be able to, you know, be able to sleep at night and have any type of freedom when I have good people. Because if you don't have good people, I got to, you know, watch over everything they're doing. So, you know, I'm building my foundation. And, you know, whoever's part of that core, like, when I grow, we grow. You know what I mean? When a company grows, we all grow. It's not, you're not limited. So if we driving Maybachs and Ferraris, like, you know, the goal is to get, you know, if we living in houses, I want everybody to have the comfort of, in this industry, it's not known to, like, people like, are you crazy? Like, why are you doing so much? You want to be stressed out? I'm not stressed. You know, I want everybody to have the quality of life. And in this industry, not everybody has the quality of life because of the hours it take. And, you know, the average manager in the restaurant industry working 60, 70 hours, right? That's a lot of hours. Mm-hmm. So if you got a family, kids, and, you know, a personal life, like, how can you maintain your personal life? So I'm like, you know what? We're going to build our company on making sure everybody can have the quality of life. Not just the CEO or the people, you know, at the top, no, everybody. So right now it's a lot tougher. Everybody's playing more roles, but, you know, right now we're all working together so that we can all make sure that everybody can, you know, be a part of this company, have freedom, and make a good living and be happy.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because when Shadi was, we talked about that Netflix situation. The next thing we looked at each other and said, wait, one good employee is worth two, but in our community, like, one is worth like five because they're doing so many multiple roles. I want to talk about the position that you're in from leasing these locations to ownership, right? Because on top of it being a location, it's also a real estate play, right? Talk about the strategy behind that.
So I don't own every location I have. I'm in the process of buying some of them. Some of them I'm leasing. But I think it just depends on the location, the lease. You know, Tim and Fatita, you know, one of the largest restaurateurs in the world. He says, okay, to lease. You know, like some buildings, you just got to lease, you know, because it's not worth what the, you know, it's not worth it to buy it, you know. So Catch Hospitality, you know, I've been seeing some of their spaces, you know, like the amount of money they pay in a lease, you'd be like, what the hell? Like, I never knew a lease could be this high.
Yeah.
They told me, like, you know, I was out there recently with Catch Hospitality in New York. I spent 5 days out there and they opened, welcomed me with open arms, created a whole agenda just to walk me through that process, to show me a young, aspiring restaurateur, you know.
It's my favorite. My kid's favorite spot.
Catch, I love
that. That is my kid.
No, shout out to Eugene. Shout out to
Peter. They are probably there right now eating.
Catch is my vibe. Listen, man. No, L.A., the L.A. What'd you learn from Catch?
Oh, so quick story. I was in L.A., been to Catch 2017, went with a friend, and I was saying, like, I want Morrow's to be the Catch of the South. Mm. Right? This is when I was about to open up Morrow's, right? Fast forward, you know, but 6 years later, you know, I'm sitting down in meetings with Eugene and his team. You know, they recently sold their company for $100 million. And, you know, just being able to see that, but I've learned so much. I've learned just even, like, how leadership, know, just being just like watching them operate, leadership, and how to control just your percentages, and just how starting to shift off with a pre-shift, something as simple as a pre-shift, can help save a lot of problems throughout the day. You know, doing cups up before the shift starts.
What's a pre-shift?
A pre-shift is just like a meeting before the shift, right? A meeting that basically sets the tone for the day.
Oh, I seen that. It's like when everybody gets in the huddle.
Man, no, listen. Listen, I came back like, I was like, yo, no sitting down, pre-shift, let's huddle up. It's almost like you about to call a play.
Yeah.
Let's huddle up and let's have a quick meeting, right? And it was so impactful that one of my servers DM'd me. She was like, oh my gosh, the pre-shift was so amazing. It really motivated me and it inspired the staff and helped us have a better day. But one thing I preach to my staff is like, you know, like I don't want nobody to be with me, be an employee of mine forever. If there's a way I can help or knowledge I can, you know, pass down, because a lot of people are like, you know, my age and people who are from New Orleans, part of the community, and got a lot of questions, and I'm here to answer those questions. But I think, you know, one of my, a young man that works for me, he was like, yo, how can I learn from you? And my words, my response to him was, I said, stay close.
That's the rule because I
invite, you know, all of them, like they work at the spot, but then they come to Treehouse, they're free bottles, whatever they want. Like I make sure my staff have a good time if they want to go out, whatever, but like, you know, stay close. I'm available. Like, you know, I'm honestly too available at times because I'm in every group message, I'm in every conversation, you know, when I don't have to be, but I'm a part of, you know, everything that's going on because I care about it. And you know, I wouldn't be able to build what I'm building without people who believed in me. And just even, you know, whether it's a server, busser, chef, you know, Ed, shout out to Ed, you know, he's been with us since day one. One of our executive chefs at Morrow's, you know, he's been a big help, and them believing in me and me believing in them has helped this. Just
what's the cups up? You said the cups up then?
Cups up. So it's like basically like when I went out there, they were trying every dish before they open, right? Because you can identify what's just off, right? And it's something as simple as that. So, all right, cool. We need a cups up 20 minutes before the doors open up. Whatever's not right, either 86 it, meaning get rid of it, or, you know, fix it.
Like a taste testing?
A taste testing, right? Yeah. So just something as simple as that would just help change what your day look like, because you're going to save on food costs, things getting sent back. Mm-hmm. You're going to save in a bunch of different ways. And like I said, there's low profit margins. You know, like the restaurant industry.
You can't afford to make mistakes.
Right. But you can if you manage it properly. But the restaurant industry is one of those things that it can make you successful. If you utilize it properly, cash flow, it can help you go acquire real estate. It can help you acquire things, you know, help with my P&Ls at the end of the year. Like the bank look at my P&Ls and they see how much cash flow I got. And it's like, it makes it easier when I go acquire, whatever house, whatever real estate, it just helps. So that's how a lot of restaurateurs and people in this industry or anybody with cash flow. If you got cash flow and you stand on top of your P&Ls and you can show, you know, you could show, you know, the bank your numbers, is like, it help you to go acquire things, you know. So
yeah,
that's another thing I use it for, because it's like it's helping build, make me a stronger person, company, to just have a nice cash flow and be able to look at things differently, you know.